The Massachusetts U.S. Senate race continues to draw a lot of attention both here and at the national level, with recent polls showing the Democratic frontrunner Elizabeth Warren slipping against the incumbent Republican Scott Brown. There's some sniping between the Massachusetts and the National Democrats over Warren's campaign. The Boston Herald reports that the National Democrats are upset the Warren campaign agreed to a pact with Brown, possibly limiting super PACs and third-party groups from running attack ads. They say it only furthers Brown's attempt to portray himself as politically independent. To get the latest, we sat down with WBUR's political team, Democrat Dan Payne and Republican Todd Dombke, and asked Todd first why Brown is trying to focus on being his own man.
Well, it's very important because in this state, obviously, having 12% Republican registration is not going to get him to 51% of the vote. And with 52% of the voters unaffiliated, obviously, he has to truly appeal to independents. And not just invoking the word independent, but acting and sounding independent. So he's unusually aggressive for an incumbent in this case in going after Elizabeth Warren, in making the case that he is the independent, whereas she is an establishment politician. And so far, he's having some success.
Good strategy for Brown, Dan Payne?
Well, Brown is bringing the campaign to Warren. It's as though he's treating her as the incumbent and he's the challenger. And her campaign has allowed this dynamic to develop. The issues that have been raised recently by Brown are issues that are on his turf, such as contraception and the health care reform law, women fighting on the front lines, and then just the other day, immigration, whether the state should be getting tougher on immigration. So what I think is interesting in this race is that Elizabeth Warren started like a house of fire. I mean, she was running well ahead of her favorability in the vote. In other words, people who didn't even know her were voting for her. And now that's fallen back to earth. And in recent polls, she's shown that she's either right behind or dead even with Brown.
So you're saying that Warren's slippage in the polls recently is a real problem, and that her focus thus far of being all about protecting the middle class, especially from Wall Street and the banks, is so far not proven effective?
Well, I don't think she's made the case very well. Those of us who are on the inside of politics know what she did and know where she stands vis-a-vis Wall Street and big banks. But she hasn't been able to score on those questions in this campaign. It's as though she just assumes everybody already knows that.
Massachusetts Democrats sometimes seem very willing to put a Republican in one spot and a Democrat in another if they feel that that provides balance. Is there political upside for Brown in President Obama's high popularity in Massachusetts, Dan?
That is true. Massachusetts has elected Republican governors and Democratic legislators for, 30, 40 years. It's quite possible that this could happen at the national level. It happens in other states. It depends really on the kind of campaign that Brown runs. If he's able to occasionally throw a bone to Obama, he might be able to make that balance argument.
Well, Brown knows that Obama will likely carry the state handily. And in fact, the Obama campaign probably won't work that hard to carry the state because they take it for granted. But that explains why Brown is emphasizing not just that he's an independent, but that he's a moderate. For example, bringing out the endorsement of Olympia Snowe, the more liberal kind of Republican in Maine, boost him in that way. But Scott Brown is now a solo act.
Let me ask about Mitt Romney and Scott Brown. Presidential candidate, former Governor Mitt Romney, and Brown share some campaign strategy staff. So in theory, that and the fact that they're both from Massachusetts, the fact that Romney gets a lot of attention on the campaign trail might help Brown. But do you subscribe to that theory, Todd? Do you think there are Romney coattails for Brown?
No, I think it's more like a straitjacket. Mitt Romney is unpopular in the state, and even though he'll shift to sounding more moderate as the Republican nominee, he still will be far behind Obama in this state. So that's why Scott Brown realizes he has to distance himself from Romney.
To the presidential race with a Romney presidential question, he did win presidential contests in Hawaii and American Samoa this week, but Romney lost to Rick Santorum in the two important contests, Alabama and Mississippi. Though Romney remains well ahead in the delegate count, Dan, is it crucial for him to win something in the South?
Well, I can't think of a place where that might happen. Texas, perhaps, but Texas has become a very red state recently. The problem for Romney now is that Illinois is the next state up on Tuesday. This is a state that I'm sure Santorum feels he can win outright. And Romney probably feels he's got to win it outright. It's going to be a very important primary, and it's one that Romney's financial advantage may not count for much.
The conservatives, at least at this moment in the campaign, love Santorum. They don't love Romney. The GOP moderates and the establishment, however, have lined up for Romney and not Santorum. So is there any possibility of a Romney-Santorum ticket or a Santorum-Romney ticket?
I thought there would be a chance of the Romney campaign trying to come to terms with Santorum to end this thing months earlier. But a recent statement by Romney, which was kind of nasty about Santorum, and sort of directly saying that he would not be looking at him as a running mate, indicates that there's not going to be some great rapprochement between the two camps, and in fact, this will go on into the summer.
Well, the campaign may go on for a long time, but this conversation wraps up now. Todd Domke, thanks a lot.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Dan Payne, same to you.
You're welcome, Bob.